We're not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. What a beautiful day it is out there. Currently, here at Elk City on the Gabe Gadget Mezzanette, we have 84.4 degrees. The humidity is 43. The wind is not even worth talking about. Around our listening area, start down south in the very corner of Oklahoma, down there in the southwest corner. Hollis, 87. Actually, you and Camargo are the hottest places in Oklahoma as of right now, according to the Mezzanette. 86 at Altus, 84 at Elk City, 86 at Hobart, 87 at Putnam, 85 at Arnett. Well, changed my mind. 88 at Buffalo, you're the hot spot. 86 at Woodward, 87 at Slapout, 85 and 86 respectfully at the Wheeler and Shamrock, Canadian, Texas, coming in at 85 also. Well, hope you guys had a great weekend. It was, I got a lot done. Got to check on my corn, check on the hay, got some stuff irrigating, cut some trees down with the skid loader, all kinds of good things going on. Sound like the rodeo was a big blast. It was warm Friday night, they said, but Saturday night and Sunday it was 10 degrees cooler, nicer, big. They said it was a huge turnout for the rodeo parade champion here in Elk City, so that's all good. And then we have the Shortgrass Rodeo coming up in Sayre a week from this coming Saturday, which ain't that far away. Matter of fact, I'm going to have some people in from the Sayre Chamber of Commerce and talk about that here in a little bit. And we're going to talk to Justin Russell, who's the rodeo producer for it. And then we also will be talking to Dusta Kimsey O'Connell, who is going to be the, she's a trick rider for the PRCA, and she's actually going to be at the Sayre Rodeo. So lots of stuff coming up today. So let's get started with the grain reports on the futures. Corn for September is 679, December 675, 681 for March, and May is 681. Soybean futures, September $14.89 a bushel, November's 1402, January's 1407, and March is 1409. Soybean meal, September $436 even per short ton. October's $412.50, December's $408.20. Soybean oil for September, 70.22 cents per pound. October's $65.50, and December's $63.73. Hard red winter wheat is up. September, $8.71. This is all futures. December's $8.82. Oats, September 408. It's up quite a bit today. And December's down 378 a bushel. Scroll on down here to cotton, and it's down. Cotton for October is $1.08 a pound, and December is $1.32. Looks like natural gas has come down quite a bit. It's in the $8 range now versus the $9 range we've seen last week. And oil's just hanging out between $86 and $95 a barrel. It's just up and down. Let's check out the cash grain prices at the elevators in Texas and in Oklahoma. Overall picture, hard red winter wheat cash price today at the elevator is $8.34 a bushel. Corn's at $7.55, Milo's at $6.90, soybeans are at $14.29 a bushel. You can listen to us on KECO 96.5, or you can listen to us on 100.1 KWFX up at Woodward now. We're streaming live on Facebook. We're streaming live on KECOFM.com on the web. And there's all kinds of ways you can listen. And our Paragon Communications app on your iPhone, you can pick it up on there. That app is free, and you can just download KCOFM.com, and as long as you got internet or cell service anywhere in the United States, probably the world, who knows, you can hear the show in case you don't want to miss it. Or if you do miss a show and one night you're staying at home, you can go back and listen to it again on Facebook page, KECO's Facebook page, and you can also go to KECOFM.com, bring up the shows, look for Today in Ag, and look for the show you missed. And the whole, my whole ever show that we've ever made here is on there. So anyway, hope you're listening out there. Anyway, soybean futures dropped in overnight trading after a long weekend amid forecasts for increased exports for Argentina after the country's government approved the exchange rate for the oil seeds. Argentina on Sunday said exporters will get preferential exchange rate for the month of 200 pesos per U.S. dollar. That's up from the prior rate of 139 pesos to the dollar. Sales in the 2021 and 22 marketing year at the end of August were down 10% from the same time frame last year, according to the Agriculture Ministry. That is one of the main reasons for the special exchange rate was created. The dollar overnight strengthened against a basket of counterparts and was up 0.3% in early morning trading. Wheat futures also were lower overnight on improved greenback, which means the price of the dollar products included agriculture goods more expensive on the world market, potentially reducing the demand for U.S. supplies. Prices were also down on increased exports from Ukraine, where numbers of shipments leaving the ports continue to rise. 13 vessels sailed from the Ukrainian ports on Sunday alone. Soybean futures for November delivery dropped 12¾ cents to $14.73 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal lost $6.90 to $410.80 a short ton. And soybean oil fell 1.58 cents to 64.67 cents a pound. Corn futures for December delivery was up a penny to $6.67¼ a bushel. Wheat lost 5¾ to 8.05¼ on the Chicago Board of Trade, while Kansas City futures lost 2¾ to $8.75 a bushel. When I come back, we're going to talk cattle markets. The Oklahoma and Texas sale barn reports are out. I got that for you. And we'll have some people in here later on the show. So don't go anywhere.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. That's why you need feed that's built the reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. iPro Feed's commitment to nutrition is unwavering. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your local iPro Feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers. It's heavier steel. They're built better. They're tough. They've got rubber flooring, every kind of amenity that you can think of in a ranch trailer. They're framed in differently so that you're not having crackouts and breaks in the trailer frame. Their tires come 18 ply. Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers, and we've got them. The name of our business is Cattle King Manufacturing. We're 2 miles south of the golf course here at Elk City on Highway 6. On Facebook, just search Cattle King Manufacturing. 303-4246.
303-4246.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Drew Cobb. This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, August 29th. 1,467 head were sold. 6 head of steers at 370 brought 229. 7 at 484 brought 202. 10 at 565 brought 187. 15 at 647 brought 189.25. 30 at 719 brought 171.50. 19 at 815 brought 171.50. 13 at 966 brought 160. 4 head of heifers at 251 brought 239. 7 at 470 brought 162. 6 at 502 brought 161, 5 at 567 brought 154, 6 at 612 brought 153, 8 at 703 brought 163.50, 8 at 756 brought 160, butcher cows were 3 to 100.5, butcher bulls brought 30 to 123, Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma, sell every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Right now, hay coverage is a big deal. You know, price of hay right now is very expensive. The ability to get hay right now, and when people get their hands on it, it's probably one of the most expensive assets that they have in their operation right now. And we can insure that hay for fire. I know there's been a lot of wildfires and people have a concern for that. And then if you're an existing customer with us and you have a farm and ranch policy, you know, people need to understand that's not something that's automatically included. They would need to call and let our office know what coverage they need for their hay, and we can add that onto their farm and ranch policy. We can insure hay on a standalone policy, which is something that maybe some others don't offer. Even if you don't have business with us currently, we can write hay insurance.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Looks like temperatures are all still in the 80s. Everybody, looks like Buffalo is winning the hottest spot in Oklahoma right now at 89 degrees. We're in the 80s everywhere, the mid to upper 80s. I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast for the southwestern part of the state coming up here later on in the show. First of all, let's check out some cattle. I got guests showing up in the studio. This one lady that just walked in, she's the one that's always stealing my golf cart when something's going on at the Sarah. So, anyway, let's check out the live cattle. October, everything's in the green with the livestock, actually. October is 145.02. December is 150.75. February is 155. April is 158.55. And feeder cattle for September up nicely to 184.47. October is 186.22. Lean hogs, even the hogs are up today. October's at 90.95, December's at 83.32, and February's at 86.90. Let me get my phone here and tell you what happened at Elk City Friday. Looked like it was pretty decent, not bad. Find Mr. Brandon Hickey here somewhere because he sent this to me yesterday. There we go, here we go. Had 2,048 head. Let's go over some of the numbers with the steers to start with. Looked like we had some 448-pound steers, brought 211. Some 483-pound steers, 208. Get down here in the 500-pound range. They had some here, weight 543, brought $1.98. Get down here. We got some 665s that were fleshy, brought $1.67, and some 672 pound cutter bulls brought us $1.62. On the heifer side, we had some 429s brought $1.85, 500s brought $1.67. Basically, anyway, from 500 pounds up to 700 pounds was in the $1.60 to $1.75 range. Pretty just up and down a little bit there. Butcher cows were bringing up to 95 cents a pound. Butcher bulls were bringing a dollar or up to $120 per 100. Bred cows up to $13.25, and pairs were bringing up to $1,600. Well, let's go ahead and get started with you ladies. Are you ready? That mic there, you got to hold close to your mouth there. Anyway, are you there?
I think so.
I can hear you.
Okay, good.
Anyway, well, you're with the Sayre Chamber of Commerce.
Yes.
Everybody just introduce yourself, and that way you can say the names right. You know how I am pronounced.
Yes.
You're a golf cart stealer is what
I'm
you are.
I'm a golf cart stealer. I'm Kristen Seymour, treasurer of the Sayre Chamber of Commerce.
Yep.
I own Sayre Floral, downtown Sayre, and we're just trying to get this rodeo started and get it going back up in Sayre, and we're really excited. And I brought Janita Powers with me today. Go ahead, Janita. Tell us what you do.
I'm Janita Powers. We actually do rodeo production, so this partnership between Kristen and I has worked out really great. This is our 29th year to be in rodeo production. My dad, Henry Rose, my mom, Earlene Rose, started this. Seems like forever ago, but it seems like yesterday at the same time. So we're actually contracted with Wolf Creek Rodeo Production out of Lipscomb, Texas.
Yep.
Justin and Jessica Russell, and they're great friends. They're more like family. We are a family. The production company, we're a family. Well, we have to be. So.
Yeah, you got to be. I'd hate to have a rodeo production company and nobody get along because somehow or another that gate wouldn't get closed in time. Probably.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Well, back to the Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah.
You guys are doing a wonderful job.
Oh, thank you.
In the last couple of years, the Chamber has really stepped up. What's happening? You got the Dust Bowl days, and you've had other projects out there.
4th of July, we had a huge crowd at the park. We had inflatables. You got to swim, play putt-putt. That was a wonderful afternoon. We recently had a fishing derby / car show.
Yeah.
That was a great turnout at the park. We had over 50 different types of vehicles out there, whether it was tractors or bicycles. We had an awesome little bug show up that the girl had painted herself. It was cool. We're just trying to keep everybody motivated. Like, we want everybody to come out and have fun.
Yeah.
Come out and get together. Meet your neighbors. We've had a lot of new folks move in. Some have moved out. It's just get reacquainted with your neighbors and, you know, help out when you can.
Yeah, and Sayre's a big agriculture, farm and ranch community, and the Dust Bowl days was a big, huge success. And you guys had the big, you added the music festival.
Yes.
Had Stoney LaRue.
That was awesome.
And Michael Martin Murphy.
Yes.
And actually, the local bands were just as good.
We had one come out. They were from up around Tulsa, and it was Ragland.
Yeah, Ragland.
And they came on first, and they just blew me away.
Yeah.
I was so impressed.
Yeah. And so
it was great.
Good. But you guys showed a lot of big support to our agriculture community, especially the next day with the big parade with all the farm equipment.
Oh, isn't that fun?
And Joe Merrick on that horse. What was the name of the horse?
The one they just retired.
Yeah, well, the one they just retired, but they made the movie. Somebody text that in, 580-225-9697. It's on his page.
Yeah.
It's on you guys.
Yeah.
What is
just
it?
Ask Joe.
Yeah,
just Joe. Joe, are you listening?
Joe, you cannot text that in. That's not fair. You can't win.
He was on it. It was the horse in 2009 that won the Kentucky Derby that was a long shot. And that horse come walking down Main Street from the courthouse, and he knows how to strut his stuff.
That horse was beautiful.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, and it made those quarter horses look like little midgets. But it was a beautiful horse. So on to the rodeo. So now we got a rodeo.
Yes.
And it has been how long since there's been a rodeo there?
Somewhere around maybe 12 years, at least 10.
Somewhere in there. It's been a long time since we've had a sanctioned rodeo.
Yeah. That's a good facility there.
It's great.
Yeah.
The KPRA sanctioned rodeo. I mean, you're going to have cowboys from Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, Colorado, and Texas.
Yeah.
And you're going to have some of the best ones there competing.
And people want to come in, or any of the people that want to be contestants in the rodeo, the park's got a great campground there.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
The trees, there's Barbecue. You can barbecue. You can. There's picnic tables. It's pull through.
Yep.
It's great.
And it's
great
a walking
facilities.
Distance walking. To the rodeo grounds.
And the clubhouse.
And the clubhouse. Don't forget the clubhouse for your.
Got to plug the clubhouse.
Yeah, you got to plug the clubhouse because they do have some really cold drinks there.
Yes, they do.
And the park's there. The swimming pool obviously is closed. I think miniature golf is it closed?
It may be open during that weekend, but that it's. Play there's a playground, the big pavilion. We're going to have a dance each night after the rodeo that's free. You can come out and enjoy yourself there. That pavilion has got a little stage on it. Everybody has room to dance. It's great.
It's a free dance.
Free dance.
Friday night is Kyle Brewer and Saturday night is Matt Moran. It's going to be Yeah. It's going to be a good time.
Yeah. And if some of these cowboys and cowgirls want to go out there on the tennis court and play tennis in their cowboy boots, what
there
a better
go.
Place. It's right there.
It's right there. There's all kinds of room.
Somebody, I've been looking over there to catch somebody out there playing tennis in their boots, but I haven't caught them yet. And so, you guys got, and Justin, and what was his wife's name?
Jessica.
Mm-hmm. So you guys are doing the production, right?
Mm-hmm. We are. We're going to get Justin on here in a little bit, and he can give his spill. But this is the last KPRA-sanctioned rodeo before the finals. The finals is the very next weekend in Dodge City, Kansas.
I gotcha.
So Justin hit me up. He said, we need to do one more rodeo to qualify for our stock for the KPRA finals.
Right.
And I said, why not Sarah?
Yeah, why not? There's a lot of cowboys around Sarah.
Yeah. So I called Kristen and I was like, hey, what do you think about this? She's like, heck yeah, let's do it. So we've been working for
two and a half.
It's been a short time. We started this the week after the Top of Texas Rodeo in Pampa, Texas, that Monday.
Mm-hmm.
I called her and I was like, hey, let's do this and we'll just team up and try to get people to throw money at it so that we can put on a great rodeo.
We got a text in already about you two.
Uh-oh.
Yep. You ready?
For Sandy?
No.
Oh,
gosh. She's working.
Oh.
The ladies aren't lying. I live about four blocks from the rodeo grounds in the park, and it is awesome.
It is. It is one of the best parks around.
Well.
And to be on Route 66, all the history that goes through right next to the park. It's great.
Okay. Cool. Well, today, before we go to break, and then we'll get Justin on the phone, and then we got a special guest, our last segment, Dusta.
Yes.
Is that right? Did I say that right? Dusta Kimsey O'Connell. I just figured that out on Facebook all ago. Facebook's my friend.
Yes.
Anyway, she's going to be she's a PRC, actually, trick rider.
Correct.
And I was going through her stuff, and, you know, I'm kind of behind times. And I know who she is. I know her brother's bull rider. Mm-hmm. And
Both brothers are bull riders.
Yeah, but Ted.
And then Theodore.
Yeah.
He's a great, great rodeo act from back in the day, rodeo clown.
Oh, yeah.
Great. She grew up watching this, so she knows how to please a crowd.
Yeah, and I was looking at some of her videos. Mm-hmm. She's better than wild horse racing.
Yep.
Yeah.
So are you guys going to have wild horse racing?
No.
Not this time.
Insurance policy won't cover it?
No.
Only if you'll enter.
Only if you will do it. We'll do it.
As long as I'm the one coming out the arena on the horse, the other guy's got to jump on, right? You know, I'm not as athletic. I don't know if I was ever athletic, but anyway. Well, before we go to break, today is Stockman's Veterinarian Clinic Happy Cap Hour. Stockman's Veterinarian Clinic is serving all farmers, ranchers, pet owners in Western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle and their newly remodeled and updated clinic at 1019 South Main in Elk City. Dr. Taylor Mouse is providing all large animal services, including bovine and equine surgery, ultrasound, digital x-ray, equine dentistry, herd health, bovine embryo transfer, and AI programs, as well as all your sheep, goat, and pig veterinarian health needs. Stockman's also features pull-through unloading, a brand new hydraulic tilt chute on site for cattle, as well as a heated indoor OB and large animal surgery suite with indoor stalls and outdoor pen space for inpatient treatment. Small animal services include routine checkups, vaccinations, boarding with indoor outdoor runs, full surgery with gas anesthesia, including C-sections and pet dental cares, and a on-site laboratory with digital x-ray, also scheduling farm calls and providing 24-hour emergency service for all species. Call 580-225-0200 or stop by and let Dr. Taylor Mouse and her professional staff provide for you and your animals. They do care, and it shows. Well, we'll be back with a weather update, and we'll be talking to Justin Russell.
I heard from Joe Merrick. He just texted me.
What is it? What's the answer?
Mind that bird.
Mind that bird. I knew that.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe.
Oh my gosh. Anyway, so yeah, mind that bird. That was a beautiful horse. I don't know how many hands. It says that it was 16 or 16 and a half hands tall on its bio. I'm not buying that. It had to be taller.
I would guess 17.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty beautiful. Yeah. But Joe was trotting down there, and that horse was kind of walking sideways, and I yelled at him because I was on the mic, which they might not invite me back next year. But anyway, I yelled at him if he taught that horse to walk like that, and he course took credit, said yes.
Of course.
So anyway, yeah, I always do. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
And we've seen it in our own operation, and we've heard other people tell it too. You go out when it's 105 degrees outside, and you look around, and the black cows are standing in the pond or in the shade trees, and the red cows are out grazing. The red hide color, the cow's going to stand out and eat during the heat of the day. She's not going to be laying under the shade tree and be up eating all night or not putting on weight. When it's been raining and the grass is 3 foot tall, they're going to be out eating all day long. Benji White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com on Facebook. Follow us at B&L Red Angus.
Opening in this office has been phenomenal. Oh, I think part of the reason is because of our prices. You don't have to take out a mortgage to buy hearing aids. A lot of people won't even look into it because of the horror stories they've heard about prices. They've been quoted $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 per set. I have $1,750, $2,250, and I have a set with Bluetooth, remote control, and everything for $2,450. Quality is just as good. Yeah, our prices are cheaper. Yeah.
And if you buy a rechargeable set before October, you get a free remote control.
My name is Clint Higginbotham. I'm a certified hearing aid specialist with Caring Hearing Aid Services. Our Elk City location is inside Dr. Perkins' office at 601 West 3rd. The phone number is 821-2299. The Clinton location is about 50 feet north of Mazio's on Gary Boulevard, 1906 Gary Boulevard to be exact. The phone number there is 275-2904. Try hearing better and try having more fun.
Brian Baca is an investment advisor representative of and advisory services offered through Royal Fund Management, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.
Studies show retirees with a steady paycheck in retirement have better health, reduced anxiety, and potentially live longer. Are you in retirement currently and relying on uncertain stock market returns to generate your paycheck for the rest of your life? Geopolitical events, out-of-control inflation, record fuel prices all create negative pressure on your nest egg. Taking income out of your portfolio while it's going backwards and paying taxes creates extreme stress on your nest egg, not to mention the stress and anxiety to you personally. Monthly bills need consistent monthly income without putting your nest egg in jeopardy. Let us help you create a predictable, consistent paycheck without the worry of future income reduction due to negative market returns. Schedule a personal meeting with us today and let us show you how we can potentially reduce the anxiety and create more certainty in your uncertain world. Give Brian or Briley Baca at Advanced Financial Strategies a call. Give us a call today at our office in Clinton, 323-6800, 323-6800, or check out our website, retirewithbaca.com.
If you're a farmer or rancher, you rely on a business that can help you get the things you need fast so you can get back to work. Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma is that business. They carry farm equipment, oil-filled cattle guards, and fencing supplies. How about a cattle chute or hay trailer? They've got them. You need welding supplies? They've got that too. Learn more at everettswelding.com or see their ad inside the Penny News. That's Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma.
Once that gets in your blood, you're not going to get it out. Once you are ate up with cattle, farming, agriculture, it's a hard drug to kick. you're putting a crop out there, you're turning your cows out, and watching what you do grow, and watching the things that you take care of, things you care for, move on with their life cycle. Just seeing a result from your hard work. I'm Jason Redd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. I've got a lot going on today at the show. It's supposed to be relaxed Mondays, but it's Tuesday. And currently at Elk City, we are 86 degrees. At Woodward, I got your long ranger forecast for you. Today is sunny. Actually, it's a pretty easy forecast. From here through Saturday, you're going to be 96, 95, 95, 90, and sunny. No rain in the forecast, so pretty easy forecast for up in the northwestern part of our listening area. Did you guys know that we're broadcasting up there live now?
No, I didn't know anything about that. Sorry. You gotta advertise that.
I have been for 2 weeks. You and my wife need to get off the phone.
Yes.
And start listening to the show.
That's 90% of our problem is we just talk too much.
Yeah, you're too busy stealing my golf cart. Last time I got it, the ice chest wasn't full when I got it back.
It was empty when we got it, so yeah. We left it the way we found it. Anyway, I promise.
Well, joining us on the phone right now is Mr. Justin Russell. Welcome to the show, sir.
How are you guys?
Well, I'm picking on the girls.
Yeah.
You know, when you loan somebody your golf cart for a couple of different days, you know, a long time, and I can't play golf or do nothing like that, you would think they would fill the ice chest up with some cold beverages when they return it, but nope, not around here.
We will this next time, I promise.
Well, Justin, you're part of this short grass rodeo that's coming to Sayre, and it sounded like between you and this young lady in here was kind of both your ideals to bring this thing to Sayre, which is great.
Yeah, you know, Janita called me and had this idea, and I said, let's run with it, let's do it. I'll do everything I can, you know, to make it happen on my end. You know, we have what I refer to as a family, you know, my bullfighters, my pickup men and stuff like that. We kind of all hang together and we try to put on a good show and we have fun with it.
How long you been doing this, Justin?
Oh my goodness, probably 10, 11 years now.
I got you. What made you have that desire to do that?
Well, my boy, he started riding bucking horses my wife and I got to talking, and I said, you know, he's got to have practice. And then, because I roped, I went to college, I graduated from Southwestern, and, you know, it's just kind of in your blood, you know, they call us all addicts of some sort. But I said, hey, let's get him something to practice on. And, well, one thing led to another. Then they started wanting us to bring him to the high school rodeos because all the kids liked them and they practiced on them. And we just kept buying more horses, and then eventually I ended up with them stinking bulls, and here we are, you know. It's just kind of grown. I've known Janita and the Roses for a while now, and it just gets better and better every year, seems like.
Well, I have to disagree with you on one thing, and that's in your blood, because when I was in junior high and I went bull riding to two junior rodeos, one was at Watonga and one was at Kingfisher. When I got done at Watonga, it was not in my blood no more. I was done. I got hurt and I was done.
You either like it or you love it or you don't ever want to do it again.
I love rodeos. I love bull riding, and you know, this it's crazy what they've done in the last 25 years with this professional bull riding deal, and it's kind of separating it from the rest of the rodeo. But man, when I landed, I'm gonna be honest with you, I landed on my butt, and before I could get up, I was down again. and then when I did get up, I was done. So.
And that's why he rides a golf cart now.
Yep.
Yeah. That's right.
It's a senior citizen bull ride. Anyway, well, what all kinds of stuff have you got planned for the short grass rodeo, Sarah?
Well, from what I've gathered, it's really come together to be just a action-packed rodeo, to be honest. We've got Dusty Kimsey coming. She is amazing, sweet family, very successful family. I do know we're going to have steer riding, and I've heard tell that I own some longhorn steers, and I think there's going to be some steer saddling, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, these ladies are smiling like they caused this.
Yeah, and I think it'll be good watching. You know, I know, and we're going to have mutton busting. Everybody loves mutton busting. The kids love getting on the sheep. That's a fan favorite every time.
Right.
I do know we've got. I'm bringing the two-time and reigning Ranch Bronc Horse of the Year.
Oh, cool.
I'm bringing the bulls, of course, and I've got two bulls in running for Bull of the Year this year. You know, so the Cowboys going to have something to have fun with, too. You know, we like to look at it and have a well-rounded rodeo. You know, you come out, you watch one of our shows, you're going to get your money's worth.
Oh, I have a brainstorm I just thought of for these two girls to do for show at the rodeo for you. Could you can we get them just to do an exhibit at wild cow milking?
What?
Yeah. Sure.
No.
Sure.
Only if Justin ropes it.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I can rope it.
Yeah, there we go.
Dude, you just opened your mouth.
That's all right. We're going to have you in the steer saddling, so it's fine with us.
She doesn't know Justin as well as I do, so I'm over here shaking my head no.
No, the only steer saddling I'll do is a steer between the buns. That, you know, if it's a steak sandwich or something. That's it.
That's awesome. Well, if you're just joining us, Justin Russell from Lipscomb.
Lipscomb.
Anyway, I get that. Anyway, I know where the county is. I didn't know where the town was, and I worked up there a lot. So I guess that just shows you I wasn't paying attention. And anyway, you have what is the name of the production? Is it just
Wolf Creek,
that's
Rodeo
right.
Production. Yeah.
Yes. Why didn't I write that down? Anyway, when I'm on the show, my mind goes blank, and I forget sometimes I'm married. I mean, that's how bad it is. But anyway, Justin's on here. We're talking about the rodeo coming up here in Sayre, and we're going to talk to, after this next break, we're going to talk to Dusta Kimsey O'Connell. Where's she living now? She works.
Strong City. Yeah, I believe so.
But she's doing a pharmacy at Wheeler, right? That's
She is a pharmacist, and yes. She has worked all over, so yeah. There's no telling where she's at any given time.
Well, we're going to line that out.
She's busy.
Yeah,
busy girl.
She's, I was watching some of her videos last night and this morning. She's very athletic.
Very. Mm-hmm. You have to be able to stand up, move, and still ride at the same time. That's a moving horse.
Like, Justin, why aren't you doing some of this?
My wife prevents me from doing many dumb things. So, those, you know, there's a few of them I choose to listen to, and that's one of them.
Yeah, it's probably.
She's the adult supervision.
So, absolutely.
So, Janina was talking about this earlier, and this is the last rodeo before the finals, and we're Dot City, is that right? Was I listening?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yep.
Are
yep,
you guys Dot excited?
We are, absolutely. You know, it's finally the end of the year. It's when everybody gets to get together and you see everybody at once. Cowboys, cowgirls, stock contractors, you know, personnel. And you just go have fun with each other. You know, it's an amateur rodeo association, granted. But the KPRA does a very, very good job of keeping the integrity, the competitiveness and the camaraderie with it. You know, we're all, like I said, it's kind of a tribe. You know, we're all one big family, and it's just enjoyable for fans, contestants, family members. You know, it's a well-rounded organization.
Yeah, it's good, and you bring the little kids out who's never been to a rodeo, which a rodeo is not hard to find around here. I mean,
no,
it's not hard at all to find out. The rodeo champions were just this weekend at Elk City, and then 10 days, 11 days away, here we go, rodeo at Sayre.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's fun. It's great for Western Oklahoma.
It is. It shows some of our heritage and lets everyone that doesn't get to experience it on a daily basis like Janita does to see what they get to handle, to know their strengths and their weaknesses, and to get out and ride something that's not supposed to be ridden.
Well, Western Oklahoma, whether it's Northwest, Southwest, Central, there's a lot of heritage for rodeos. I mean, some of the best bull riders in the world mm-hmm. have come from Western Oklahoma.
Yes.
Justin McBride, I mean, for one, and then we got him. My brain just went dead from hearing from
the Kimseys.
Yeah.
Sage and Trey. I mean, like. If you have never been to Southwestern's college rodeo, you're missing something. That's pretty amazing to watch these kids mm-hmm. come out and just put on a show.
Right.
Any rodeo you go to, like, these people, like, they are out there because they absolutely love it.
Yeah.
And we're going to get the audience involved in, like, the mutton busting for the 6 and under. It'll be free. It's sponsored by 2M Home and Ranch.
Oh, cool.
And Ag Defense.
And ag defense as well.
And then we're going to put on the comedy show of her milking a wildcat with Justin on the horse.
Brought to you by the Jimmy Clark Radio Show.
There you go. And then we'll have this 12 and under steer riding, and then 13 and under junior barrels.
Oh.
So, and the entry fees on those is $10. It'll be a jackpot. So the kiddos around here can get involved. Come on out and play.
They might even make a little money.
Yes. They might. And then we'll have grand entry each night. And then we're looking into doing a coin drop, a money drop, instead of a calf scramble for the little kids. That way the little kids can get out there and get a little dirty, have a little fun, dig through the dirt, not get hurt,
and
make them a little change that they can go to the concession stand and buy their own little pickle or their own soda pop.
All right.
So.
And all right. Well, Justin, thanks for joining us, and we will be right back here in just a little bit. We lost him. Oh, yeah, maybe that's what that meant. Anyway, we'll be right back after this with the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger Forecast.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Good afternoon, great stewards of the land. Drew Cobb in studio with your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, September 2nd. 2,048 head were sold, 19 head of steers at 346 brought 221, 3 at 448 brought 211, 10 at 476 brought 144, 5 at 524 brought 178, 8 at 665 brought 164, 9 at 668 brought 167.50, 8 at 865 brought 125, 5 head of heifers at 292 brought 193, 9 at 465 brought 175.50, 10 at 506 brought 167, 4 at 531 brought 167, 9 at 546 brought 160, 5 at 717 brought 148, 7 and 764 brought 154.50. Butcher cows were 34 to 95. Butcher bulls brought 74 to 120. Bred cows were 925 to 1325. Pairs brought 975 to 1600. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
After waiting in line for a while, it's finally your turn. So you give your name and she looks for your prescription. She finally finds it, looks at you, and then looks at the prescription again. She's either never seen you before, or she can't remember your name. You break the silence by explaining your symptoms. She might say, "Oh, that's too bad." Or she might not say anything at all. Then she finds your medicine and tells you how much you owe. Or you go the other route. You walk through the door in the middle of town, and you recognize that really good smell. Someone says, "Hello." If you're a repeat customer, they call you by name. This feels familiar. This feels good. At the counter, they ask how you're doing. When you tell them about the prescription, they find it quickly, and then they get you the medicine you need. They say, "Hope you get to feeling better soon." For your family's medicine, do you just want to be a customer, or do you want to be someone your pharmacist knows and cares about? Grandview Pharmacy and Gifts. 1220 West 3rd in Elk City.
Simply put, Simon's Catch Restaurant in Elk City is Western Oklahoma's number one choice for delicious dining. Simon's Catch features all-you-can-eat farm-fresh catfish, family recipe shrimp, USDA choice steaks, and mouth-watering desserts, including cheesecake and brownie pie. Make dinner tonight simple. Simon's Catch Restaurant in Elk City. From I-40, exit 34, go 1.5 miles south and 1.5 miles west. Simon's Catch Restaurant open at 5, Wednesday through Saturday, and at noon on Sunday.
Great news, folks. Ron Hayes here to let you know SEI Agritech in Elk City is now your livestock nutrition center dealer. This is better quality feed and minerals for your cattle, horses, sheep, and goats. Plus, at SEI Agritech, you can buy everything from bulk to 50-pound bags. Call or go see SEI Agritech today about your feed and mineral needs. Their number, 580-225-0317. 580-225-0317. Better feed, better results.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards Weekly Cattle Sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, we're back. Here's the Long Ranger for southwestern Oklahoma and the eastern Texas Panhandle. About like Woodward's up there. Today it's 90 degrees for high. Tomorrow, 94. Thursday, 93. Friday, 92. And Saturday, 91. And I took a look at the long ranger, and we don't have a lot of moisture in our forecast. But anyway, we didn't have a lot of the moisture in the last month in our forecast either, and we got some. So I know a lot of people out there sowing wheat. I just, to FYI, not to scare anybody out of doing it, because I wouldn't do that. But the other day I was making a round with a buddy of mine on the swather, and we were cutting some iron and clay peas, and quite a few army worms in that iron and clay pea. So be careful what you're doing out there. Well, on the phone with this, I'll joining this Sayre Chamber of Commerce and me in here, and the rodeo producer. We got Christine and Janita in here, but on the phone is world renowned. Dusta Kimsey O'Connell. Welcome to the show.
How are you guys?
How'd you like that intro?
Oh, that was something. Now I gotta live up to it.
Well, I did a little snooping around on your Facebook page earlier this morning here in the office, and you're pretty good. So that's all I can say.
Well, thank you.
Anyway, you're step above. Well, you ride better than. Have you ever tried the wild horse racing?
No. I like my chaos to be semi-controlled.
Okay, well, all right. I'm asking for a friend. There we go. Anyway, but anyway, you're super good. When did you start doing that?
I started riding, I'm pretty sure, before I could walk. I went to my first Wrangler National Finals with my dad when I was about 2 weeks old. So rodeo's definitely in my blood, and it's what we've always done. The trick riding specifically took off when I was about 10 years old. Obviously, I've got my two little brothers, Sage and Trey, and Mom was pretty concerned that we were going to injure ourselves pretty badly doing backflips off the back of our horses in the barn alley. So it turns out
possibility was pretty high.
Anything else. The probability was getting up.
Yeah.
We had seen trick riding at rodeos. Melissa Navarre out of Weatherford, Oklahoma, was one of my absolute heroes. I saw her a bunch growing up. And so we'd seen it a bunch, and we got to where we were kind of trying things without having any idea of what we were doing. So turns out you can send your kid to trick riding camp just like you can send them to basketball or baseball camp.
Really?
So we went to trick riding camp in Colorado, and Mom really thought it would be kind of a one-and-done thing, and instead we were all pretty well addicts at that point. Sage and I started together when I was 10 years old, and then Trey joined us. We made him wait till he was 5, so Trey started at 5 years old. But it was the three of us there for quite a while, and then obviously their bull riding careers took off and they left me, but I still enjoy it a lot.
So are you doing it solely by yourself now with your horses?
I do a lot of shows by myself. I do a lot of shows with other different partners from all over the country. Trick riding's a pretty small niche, pretty small world, and so you get to know the other trick riders across the country pretty well. And so lots of times if somebody wants 2, 3, 4 riders, I've got friends all over the U.S. now that I can ride with here and there. So it works out really good.
Well, you got, how exciting is this for you to just load the horses up and drive down the highway now to do this one at Sayre? Because I'm a lot of people are super excited about Sayre bringing rodeo back.
Oh, it's so exciting to be close to home. It's honestly a little bit more nerve-wracking because way more pressure when you're close to home than it is places where you don't know as many people. But it's super exciting, and with the price of diesel being what it is, there's nothing better than local rodeos right now.
Do you give them a price break?
Oh, for sure, for sure. We were in Illinois this last weekend, so this is going to be so nice not to have a 13-hour drive one way on top of it.
Well, coming up September 16th and 17th, right there at the rodeo arena there at the beautiful Sayre Park, 7 p.m. each night, you're going to be there.
Absolutely. Going to do a little trick riding, may even bring you guys some lickety-split action. Lickety-split's my famous little miniature pony. He's a quarter of a horse, we say. So he does all kinds of different tricks, and he's really a favorite with the kids. It doesn't seem to matter how amazing I do with my trick riding. They all seem to love lickety-split.
So. Oh, yeah, I've seen that on your Facebook page where you had it. Yeah, the kids will eat that up. They'll eat their life. So you're going to have an autograph table going on before or after to give all these kids and maybe recruit some future trick riders?
Absolutely. After, for sure. Before, I'm usually pretty tied up, pretty busy getting ready to go, ready to rodeo. So we'll definitely do something after, though. That'll be good.
All right. And you're a pharmacist, right?
I am. I'm actually going to be working at Grandview Pharmacy that Friday night for Friday before the Rutberg Rodeo. So.
Well, that's handy. So.
You bet. Yeah, Colby and the gang, they're good enough. They let me off a bunch to go rodeo and kind of live my dream. So, but Friday I'll get to double dip, play pharmacist by day and trick rider by night.
Well, you got a full schedule, and man, I'm gonna be excited to see you ride. I mean, you can watch on YouTube or Facebook all you want, but live is awesome. And you come from a very long line of rodeo. Your dad, I'm 60, and I remember your dad as a kid. So,
dad was a 17-time Wrangler Bullfight Barrel Man at the National Finals Rodeo. Wow. 2 additional trips in the bull riding barrel, and 2 additional trips doing openings. So he, 21 total trips to the NFR. So Sage and Trey and I combined don't have him caught yet. We're working on it, though.
You can do it. I have faith in you.
Thank you.
Yeah, a lot of people got faith in you, so that's good. And only are you beautiful, but you know what you're doing on those horses. And I guess you surely did some barrel racing as a kid, didn't you? Or was it?
Oh, been, yeah.
She was a goat tire.
Tied goats really good. Yeah, goat tying was kind of my claim to fame.
Yes, it was.
I really liked the part where you got off the horse going as fast as you could go. The rest of it was kind of like logistics, but the part where, you know, the danger was involved, that was my favorite.
And probably still is today.
Oh, yeah. My poor mom, she had no chance. She married a bullfighter barrel man, and all 3 of her kids trick ride or ride bulls for a living. So, just
And your
no
brothers
chance.
Are your brothers are doing awesome, by the way.
Thank you. Yes, it's been really good. Which Sage has been out for most of the year now with an injury and won't be able to compete at the finals this year. But Trey has really had a stellar year, so we're really looking forward to seeing him hopefully take the NFR by storm. So
we'd love to see Western Oklahoma boys up there. It makes it all exciting for us to sit at home watching.
Yeah, we love it, and so excited for Trey. He's had such a great year, and we're just praying for a good, strong finish to his season and that he can go in and show off and show out at the NFR because we know he's capable of it.
Well, Dusta, thank you so much for taking precious time out of your day for joining us, and we'll hope to see you September 16th and 17th at the Sayre Rodeo Grounds.
7 p.m. nightly. We'll be there.
Yeah.
Thanks, Thank Dusta. You.
Thank you. Y'all have a good one.
You too.
Well, ladies, we're about out of time. You burn up 3/4 of my show, by the way.
Well, you're welcome. You know, we do what we can.
But anyway, you know, just FYI, 100.1 at Woodward is on our show now. We're doing our ag show live on their deal. So we covered a lot of area today.
Yes.
All of western Oklahoma, almost all of the panhandle Texas and Oklahoma. And so your crowd ought to double now.
It should. Everybody come on out September 16th and 17th, 7 p.m. The rodeo grounds at the Sarah Park. Everyone's welcome. $10 for adults, $5 for kids, 5 and under is free.
And Kristen is going to put on a show of wild cow milking. and I'm going to televise it. So anyway, ladies, thanks a lot for
Thank
coming
you,
in.
Thank you, Jimmy.
All right, it's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. You guys have a great day. God bless.